scheint. Parshas Kisavei has curses and blessings. So yesterday we learned about the curses and blessings that unfolded when the Jewish people first came to the land of Eretz Yisrael. But the sixth reading onward is much more heavy stuff. It starts off with some beautiful blessings, and then quickly devolves into the Techocha, a restatement of the curses that we had earlier in Parshas Bechukesei. Let's take it from the top. Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Zayin, Shishi. Chapter 28, verse 7, the sixth reading, Yitan Hashem Esevecha Akom Melecha. Hashem will place that the enemies who rise against you, Nigofim Lefanecha, they will be smitten before you. Bederech Echad Yetzu Elecha, they'll come against you in one way, as, you know, armies do. Uveshiva Drachim Yonusu Lefanecha, they will run from before you in seven ways. In other words, they will flee. Rashi says, Uveshiva Drachim, what's up with seven ways? One way coming, seven way coming. Says Rashi, Kein derech hanivholim livreach. So it is when people are totally disoriented. This is how they run in all directions. Mispazrim lachol tzad. They run in every which direction. So the obvious question we can still ask is, what's with the seven? Okay, disoriented. Run in many directions. What's seven? Is it come in one and leave in seven? So there's this, this idea that Sheva Yipo Tzadik Vakam, that a Tzadik falls seven times. There's something about seven. Seven is like when you open the accordion, you know, 7 days in a week. It's like full disorientation, running in seven directions. Something like that. Yitzav Hashem Mitcha, by the way, the Sifsekreina Malatayra, the Shach Al-Tayra asks a simple question. He says, why do we have to get a blessing that our enemies will come before us and then they'll be smitten around the seven ways? Why can't Hashem give us a better blessing? And what's a better blessing? No enemies. Finished. No, I need to have enemies and they should run in seven ways. So he says, it's very simple, because when nothing happens, nobody says, thank God. But you thank God, nothing happened. But then we see the possibility and we know what could have happened. And then we say, thank God, that's a big deal. They tell a story that Reb Chaim Volozhiner once met with a senior minister of the Tsar, and he said to him, how come in Psalm 117 you say, Hallo Hashem Kol Goyim? Shabru kol umim. How come all the nations have to praise God? You praise God. Why should we praise God? And he said, that's what happens when Mashiach will come. All the nations will praise God. So the Chaim Volozhiner said to him, he said, look, buddy, we don't even know half the stuff you're plotting against us, that Hashem thwarts your plans and doesn't allow you to hurt us. He says, so we thank Hashem by what we see. Mashiach will come. How are you going to thank God that you didn't succeed? He says, you're going to halos Hashem kol goyim, because only you know how bad you are. Only you know what you are plotting against us. So the nature is that when we see a threat and danger, and then we escape, so then we thank Hashem. So the Shach HaLotayra says, yeah, that's the point here. Yitan Hashem Esevecha. They will be there, the enemies will be there. You'll know they're there, you'll know they have baleful intent, and yet you'll see they will run before you. Yitzav Hashem Itcha Sabracha Basavecha. Hashem will place blessing in your conventions, envelopes, containers. Uvachol Mishlach Yadecha. Everything you set forth your hand to. Uviracha Ba'oretz Asher Hashem Aleikecha Neiselach. You'll be blessed in the land that Hashem has given you. What is asamecha? Rashi doesn't actually say. The Pesach Yigon translates it as oitzres, as silos. Oitzres atvua. It says places where you store all the grain. Rivash, Rabbi Yosef Bechayshar, maintains that the word asamecha is connected to the terminology somui min ha'ayin, that which is hidden, squirreled away, not seen. And there's this concept that in habracha sheira, ela bedavar asomim min ayin, that blessing only resides when you don't count it. You didn't even realize what it was. It's like, somebody's supposed to, I don't want to count. Okay. It's something, I'm not sure exactly what it is. It's looking good. Let it keep going. So there's that kind of idea. The Kli Yakar maintains that this idea of Yitzav Hashem Mitchas HaBracha Ba'asamecha refers to Olam Haba, which is Somim Min Hayim. We have no idea what's being engendered by mitzvahs we perform in today's day and age. Only when Mashiach will come, or Chas V'Shalom, when a person gets to the other world, then you find out everything that was being accomplished. Like the Alter Rebbe metaphorizes in Tanya, he says, every time you do a mitzvah, you're making a deposit. It's a direct deposit, but you don't get a bank book. And we can't go online to see what's in there. So it's Somim. It's hidden away from us. But we will find out. That's the idea of Asamecha, that it's beyond our reach right now. However, it remains with us, of course, forever. So what's the Bechol Mishlach Yadecha in that case? So here, Kli Yakar says, this refers to Ilam Hazah. you know, there's a keren kayemes leilam haba, that the principle remains for leilam haba, but there's a little bit of a, you still get a little spin-off. There's still some beautiful things that can happen in this world as well. But those are not eternal. That's not like a permanent deposit. So that's why it's called mishlach yadecha, sending forth your hand. It's like it indicates something which is evanescent and passing. And this world, of course, is evanescent and passing. So then what's uviracha ba'aretz? This refers to the time that a person is already entombed in the land. And he speaks about the virtue of being buried in Eretz Yisrael, even though that's not so simple at all. And he says that being buried in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Gilgul Mechilos, and that the Tchias HaBesim happens in a more straightforward fashion. And he says that's the idea of being blessed ba'aretz, asher Hashem Elokech HaNosen Lach, in the land that God gives you. Verse 9, Yikimcha Hashem le'la'om, God will establish you, set you up, so to speak, as a nation. Alam Kodesh, a holy nation, Ka'ashen Yishbalach, as He promised you. And here, my friends, is a fascinating detail. God will establish you as a holy nation, as He promised you. Why? Why? Why will He establish you as a holy nation? Or how will that happen, that you'll be established as a holy nation? Says the Torah, Ki sishmeres mitzvahs Hashem alekecha, because you keep the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are the mechanism through which we can realize this holiness which God has promised us. V'halachta bidrachav, and you will walk in His ways. So the way that we will recognize or actualize the potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us is when we will keep the mitzvahs. So Ibn Ezra says, what's the difference between ki sishmer, when you'll keep, when you'll watch the mitzvahs, and then the rest of the pasuk says that v'halachta. The first thing is tishmer, and the second thing is v'halachta. So the Ibn Ezra says, tishmer means belev, keep it in your heart. People tell you they're a Jew at heart. That's good. It's good to be a Jew at heart. Just don't leave it that way. You have to take what's in the heart and translate that into action, which is a famous teaching why the tefillin is not wrapped on the body or on the heart, but rather on the arm, because it represents taking the feelings from the heart and translating them into the hand, which is about action. So you have to turn it into action. The Ur HaChaim says, Sishmar comes from the notion of mitzvahs lo yisaseh, the things you restrain yourself from doing. And then the Ur HaChaim says, in that case, what does it mean, v'halachta bedrachav? V'halachta bedrachav means that you actually do the positive mitzvahs. So it refers to negative and to positive. However, my friends, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon HaSfardi, the Rambam. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the 8th Mitzvah, that the meaning of this pasuk is as follows. Please open your Biurim book to page Tzadek Aleph, Simen Chaf Hei of Parshas Kisavei. Here's a quote from the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rambam. What is the meaning of Kisishmeiris Mitzvahs Hashem Elokecha? You will keep the mitzvahs of the Lord your God, V'holachta Bidrochav, you'll walk in His ways. Quote, says the Rambam, Tzivonu lehidomeis bo yisale kefi hayecholos. We are commanded, instructed, enjoined to be as godlike as we can. Be godlike. And how will you be godlike? Well, first of all, where does it say you should be godlike? It says, V'hu amorei, God says in His Torah, V'halachta bidrachav. You should walk in His ways. In other words, you should emulate Him. Mimic the ways of God. Try to follow, do what God does. And in the oral tradition, we explain this pasuk as follows. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra chanun, just as God is called gracious, af ata hayei chanun, you too should be gracious to others. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra rachum, just as God is referred to as compassionate towards others, af ata hayei rachum, you too should be compassionate. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra chassid, just as God is called pious, which means to go beyond the call of duty, af ata, so too, heye chassid, you should go beyond the call of duty. The Rambam had a son whose name was Rabbi Avraham. And this Rabbi Avraham, in one of his responsa, well, many questions were asked on the Rambam's Book of Mitzvahs. In fact, there were books written to dispute the Rambam's Book of Mitzvahs. Like Ramban, for example, he disputes many of the mitzvahs. I mean, doesn't dispute the mitzvahs. He disputes the system of the mitzvahs. The Rambam says, these are the 613. And Rambam asks questions. He says, who says? This sounds like a rabbinic mitzvah. This sounds like a non-mitzvah. The Rambam has 14 principles with which he establishes what is a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah. But there's hasagas, there's arguments. The Ravid wrote arguments. There are different arguments. So to some of these questions, Rabbi Avraham, the Rambam's son, responded in letters. And today they're printed with certain versions of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam's son responds to the queries that were hurled at his father's work. Why does he say this is a mitzvah of a halachta bedrachav? What kind of mitzvah is this? What? How do you prove that from the verse? So Rabbi Avraham writes like this. Acharei she'amar, after the Torah says, ki sishmar es mitzvahs Hashem alikecha, that you will keep the mitzvahs. It doesn't say you keep the negative mitzvahs. It says you will keep the mitzvahs. Ki sishmar es mitzvahs Hashem alikecha. You keep the mitzvahs. Asheru koilil kol ha-mitzvahs. It doesn't say negative mitzvahs. It doesn't say positive mitzvahs. Yeah, Ibn Ezra says, ki sishmar mitzvahs, keep mitzvahs in your heart. You ever heard of such a thing? Keep mitzvahs in your heart? Which mitzvahs? There are mitzvahs in the heart. Avas Hashem, Yiddish Hashem, reverence for God, love for God. There are mitzvahs of the heart called Chovis Halvavis. A famous rabbi wrote a book. Rabbi B'chaya B'kua wrote a book which is called Chovis Halvavis. That's very nice. But the idea of mitzvahs are generally not in the heart. Sishmer, you're keeping the mitzvahs. So it says, and it says kola mitzvahs. So if mitzvah Hashem Alikecha says that Avas Hashem includes all the mitzvahs. And then Ha'isif Alav, it goes further and says, not only should you keep all the mitzvahs, v'halachta b'drachav, you should walk in his way. You might think, well, okay, so there's the mitzvahs you have to do, and then there's like the elective stuff. You can go beyond the call of duty. Here's what you must, here's what would be nice. Since mitzvahs are action mitzvahs, things we have to do, to walk in his ways, to emulate him, that means to adopt certain measures, to behave in a certain fashion. The rule here is, says Rabbi Avraham, from the fact that is added into the scripture, not only keeping the mitzvahs, but also walking in his ways, and it comes in addition, al hasna osay be mitzvahs bechlal, on the condition of mitzvahs, yizbayer, from this is understood, shahakavana uledover zulasi ha mitzvahs ha mefurashes batchila. That it must be something which is not spelled out specifically in the mitzvahs. So what could that be? What could that be if it's something you're supposed to do? It's an imperative. It's a moral and holy imperative. God wants us to do it. But it's not spelled out in the mitzvahs, or it's not included in ki sishmer es mitzvahs Hashem. So that's what compelled the Rambam to interpret and say, following the words of our sages, that v'halachta bidrochav is referring specifically to the concept of walking in the ways of Hashem, which means midos, which means attitudes I'm supposed to adopt. An attitude of graciousness, an attitude of compassion, an attitude of going beyond the call of duty. That's the meaning of Halachta Badrach. This is how Rabbi Avraham defends his father's opinion, the Rambam's opinion, in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Rebbe says, this requires further elucidation. I mean, after all, Avraham's trying to defend the Rambam. The Rebbe says, let me ask you a simple question. Ketzad nitan leimar, how could you say, shahadvarim hatluyim b'midos, that things which are kind of in the realm of feelings, in the realm of how you behave towards another, how you act towards another, the attitude you adopt when you're dealing with another. Right? Because midos are the measures through which we interact, through which we engage. So it says, if you talk about measures through which we interact and engage, when we talk about dvarim hatluyim b'midos, for example, chanun, rachum, chosid, like ideas like being gracious and being compassionate and being pious, I mean, einam klulim b'mitzvahs hayiduos lanu ad kai? Are these mitzvahs not included in the mitzvahs we have till now? To be gracious, to be compassionate? This is all part of that famous mitzvah which is said to encompass all the mitzvahs. Which mitzvah is said to encompass all the mitzvahs? Yahavta l'reicha kamecha. You should love your fellow. So what does that mean? If you love somebody, you be gracious to them. If you love them. If you love them, you're not going to be compassionate towards them. Of course you'll be. If you express love towards somebody, then you're going to be gracious and compassionate. You go beyond the call of duty. That's the nature of love. When people love each other, they do things that are not necessary. They go beyond the call of duty. So what do you do that for? Well, because I love you. If you love somebody, you go beyond the call of duty. That's like common sense. So if there's a mitzvah, you have to le'achkom mecha, a mitzvah that comes along and says you have to love. So isn't that self-understood that mitzvah would include chanon, rachom, chassid? Would seem so. In that case, I mean, after all, the Rambam himself earlier in the Sheirashim, in the original principles, the ninth principle, he says, and here the Rebbe quotes from the Rambam's Sheirish Tess. He says, Shetzivanu bechemla uberachamano v'harachmanos v'hatzdaka v'achesed. He says we should be show pity, we should show compassion, we should be charitable, we should be kind. That's included in the mitzvah. So if it's included in the mitzvah, what's Rebbe Avraham saying? He came to defend his father's position. That his father, the Rambam, came along and he said that you have to be godlike. And to be godlike means to be rachom and chanon and chassid and all these other nice things, nice midas, nice feelings, nice attitudes, the way you engage and interact with others. And that's an addition to the concept of ki sishmar es mitzvahs Hashem alikecha. So there's the mitzvahs, 630 of them. And then there's beyond the mitzvahs, that you should be gracious and compassionate and go beyond the call of duty. 1 second, the Rebbe says, but that is the mitzvahs. That is the mitzvahs. That's the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. The mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, in the Rambam's own interpretation, is pity and compassion and charitable and kind. So what's the pshat? What does this mean? V'habir b'zeh. So, my dear friends, the explanation, according to our Rebbe, is as follows. Mitzvahs v'halachta bidrachav ochin loinoyado l'chadesh davar. The mitzvah of walking in his ways or being like him, emulating his behavior, so to speak. It's a mitzvah, to be godlike. So really, it does not come to add something new. It's not telling you to be different or do something else than what we've told you earlier, meaning the mitzvahs of the Torah, since there's a mitzvah of Yahavta. A mitzvah of loving your fellow, so that's a mitzvah. A mitzvah of loving your fellow incorporates all these things. So in that case, if the mitzvah is not telling me to do something different, which was the question, what is it telling me other than ki sishmer etz mitzvahs Hashem, that keeping the mitzvahs v'ahavta l're'echa kamecha, loving your fellow, is one of those mitzvahs, and it includes chemla, and it includes chanina, it includes all these things. So what am I being asked to do here? So the Rebbe suggests that it's not asking you to do something different, Ella, but rather, it addresses the inner intent, the purpose, the goal of this mitzvah, of these behaviors. In other words, the way a person might behave. Let's say a person behaves in a way which is kind. A person behaves in a way which is gracious, compassionate. Why should you be kind? Why should you be gracious? That is the question. And the answer is, you should be kind and you should be gracious and you should be compassionate because God does these things. That's why. That's why we should be these things. In other words, not just we should be a compassionate person, which is very popular in the Western world today. Not just we should be a decent person, a fine person, a feeling sensitive person. Whether we do this out of natural feelings, or we have come to the conclusion that that's the appropriate kind of behavior to adopt. That's what's right. That's what's good. That a person should be sensitive to other people's feelings. That it shouldn't hurt or in any way infringe on other people's comfort zone. Should be compassionate, should be nice, you should be respectful. I mean, this is a Canadian Charter of Rights. That's how Canadians behave, right? We're nice to everybody, we don't step on anybody's toes, we don't want to say things that offend anybody. It's very nice. I don't need to be Jewish for that. I don't need to have a Torah for that. I don't need to be a God for that. I believe in doing that. I want to be kind. I feel good about being kind. Or maybe I don't feel good, but I believe it to be right. I believe I should be compassionate. I believe that I should be understanding. I believe I should be sensitive. I believe I should be these things. It's a good thing to do. It's the right thing to do. I'm a moral person. I'm a good person. But I just want to be a good person. I'm a good person, he says. You think you're religious? You're better than me? I'm a good person. I feel good. I feel good towards others. I have a heart that's full of love for others. And that's very nice. But that's actually not what God is looking for. What God is looking for is for you to be God-like. Why is that so important? Here, my dear friends, is a very, very important caveat to the whole business of being nice. And this kind of underscores and explains the reason for this mitzvah. He says, okay, you told me it's not a mitzvah, which is something I should do. You told me it's the way, an attitude, how I should feel. I should be compassionate and kind. I should show grace and sensitivity because I should be like God. That's why I should do it. Not because I feel that way or it makes sense to me. Not because I came to the conclusion that this is appropriate, because I should be God-like. So what difference does that make? They're both good people. They're both friendly. They're both sensitive. They're both compassionate. They both show pity. What difference? What's the difference about being God-like or actually feel like this? And these are my feelings, and this is the ideas that I've adopted. The answer is Rigoshais Anushim Tivim, people's feelings, mitivam einam yedim gvulais. People's feelings don't get reined in. That's the nature of feelings. Feelings, they express themselves. And because they express themselves, Him alulim lischefes ha'adam likitzonius shlilus. Because people's feelings get the better of them, they may end up in some very strange places. They may end up going to extremes which are actually not good. You can be kind, not in a good way. So, for example, regesh mugzam shel rachamim. You can show compassion in an exaggerated or twisted, perverted way. L'mashal, for example, alo lahavi asa'adam lidei rachamim, you might impel a person to show mercy for somebody who isn't deserving of mercy, when suddenly there's more compassion for the abuser than the abused. There's more compassion for the terrorist than the victim. Sounds familiar? This is what the Western world has devolved into. Why? Because we deify the idea of human rights, we deify the idea of my good feelings, we deify the notion of sensitivity, of feeling another's pain. But if it doesn't have borders, it doesn't have limitations, it doesn't have a frame in which it should or shouldn't be applied, it can easily spill over into some very bad waters. And it has. Therefore, Mitzvah Akosov, the Torah comes along and tells me in a message that couldn't be more timely and pertinent. Over the ages, Moshe Rabbeinu reaches across and says to us, V'halachta bidrachov, it's not about you. This is about God. And ultimately, people say, do I need God to be a good person? It would seem not. Be a good person. I don't need God. I could just be good. Yeah, but the question is, at what point does that good go off, so to speak, off the charted lines? At what point do you dip into a different place? Because when people follow their own feelings, your own feelings can justify just about anything. And you can take an idea and you take it too far. So therefore we have a commandment, V'halachta bedrachov, al ha'odom lihidomeis b'midesov. A person should try to create corollary between his attitudes, his behaviors, and midesov shakadosh baruch hu. Shebehem nishmar tamad ha'gvul haroy anochen. If you be God-like, you don't go wrong. Because God is perfect. So we have to try to aspire to that perfection. V'yesh behem mizug. Within the behaviors, if you will, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a synergy of chesed, of rachamim, of kindness, of compassion, uvein, hachmara v'kabdonos, b'mida hatzorech, and sometimes also on restraint, severity, and discipline when it is needed. The Torah is called rachamana. The Torah is called the source of compassion. Nobody's more compassionate than the Torah. And because the Torah is called compassionate, because God is compassionate, we have to follow compassion as Hashem shows us to. And as long as we follow compassion as Hashem shows us to, then the compassion will be expressed in the right fashion. And about this, our rabbis and sages said, Kol ha-merachim al ha-achzorim, anybody who displays mercy, compassion, for those who are cruel, soifai, in the end, lihis-achzor, that person will become cruel and indifferent to rachamonim, to those who are deserving of compassion. And that, my dear friends, is the deeper message being conveyed to us. V'halachta b'drachav. You want to have good feelings, that's great. But the most important thing is feel like God, be like God, and have the proper balance. That's all for today.